I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. As the government shutdown goes on, 40 airports throughout the country, including Philadelphia International, are expected to trim flights by 10% starting this weekend. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The FAA is imposing the flight reductions at the busiest airports in the country to maintain travel safety as air traffic controllers go unpaid. Many are calling out sick as the shutdown lingers. Lane Connolly is the local rep of the Professional Aviation Safety Specialist, the union that represents the workers who maintain the air traffic controller equipment and technology.
We've missed one full paycheck, and we've gotten a partial paycheck. And two Tuesdays from now will be our second paycheck missed if it continues.
In addition to Philly International, Newark Liberty International in New Jersey, LaGuardia and JFK airports in New York, and Washington Dulles International in Virginia are on the reduction list. Philly International says the airport is open and travelers should contact their airlines and sign up for text and email alerts to get the latest info on their flights. United, Delta Airlines, and American Airlines say they'll offer refunds to passengers who decide not to fly, even if they purchased tickets that aren't normally refundable. Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill is hitting the ground running after her overwhelming victory on Tuesday, announcing two important cabinet selections. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
The time for celebration is over, and now the grind begins for Mikey Sherrill as she's announcing her chief of staff and chief counsel. Alex Ball will be chief of staff after serving as her campaign manager and her chief of staff in Congress. She also worked in senior roles at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Chief Counsel Tim Lydon is a former New Jersey Superior Court judge and knows his way around Trenton with time as executive director of the Senate Majority Office and director of cabinet affairs for Governor John Corzine.
While a new governor is coming to Trenton, leadership at the State House will remain the same. Both parties reelected leaders for the next term. Democrats picked Senate President Nick Scutari and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin to return in their roles, as are Senator Teresa Ruiz and Assemblyman Lou Greenwald as majority leaders. Senate Minority Leader Anthony Bucco and Assembly Minority Leader John DeMaio are keeping their jobs as well. Two people are dead after a shooting outside a 7-Eleven in Burlington County late last night. Police say it happened just before midnight at the convenience store on Route 130 in Bordentown. A nearby resident tells NBC 10 they heard two or three gunshots. One of the victims, a 22-year-old man, died at the scene. The second victim, a 21-year-old man, was taken to an area hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say the suspects left the scene in a Jeep, which later crashed in Florence Township. The suspects then fled on foot, remain at large. Nearly 10,000 cars have been stolen in Philadelphia this year. Last year, 14,000 were taken. Many are recovered, often unscathed, but some are used in crimes or illegally resold. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson says city police will be door knocking this weekend to inform car owners how to keep your vehicle safe.
For this poor Richmond woman who did not want to be identified, it took less than 10 minutes for the bad guys to steal her car, and she says they tried to sell it on Facebook.
I was mad because we working hard, two people stole a car out of nowhere. Like, we working so hard.
They're using technology to take over keyless entry, key fobs, copy it remotely, and steal your car.
Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Van Noor says with a handheld device, the bad guys are getting into keyless cars by cloning fobs or overriding the fob system. As part of their new initiative, police will be going through neighborhoods and handing out information on how to keep cars safe. They urge owners to always turn off their car and bring the key or fob with you, even if you're running in somewhere for a second.
For a list of items and recommendations from police, head to kywnewsradio.com. Philadelphia is trying to transform its real estate appraisal process after studies show a long-term bias in how differently property value is calculated in white versus minority neighborhoods. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the newly created appraisal bias program held an information session today, hoping to combat the problem.
I must say that it is not a sexy issue.
Mayor Sherelle Parker says it's hard to get people excited about real estate appraisals.
I mean, I don't walk into a room as mayor of the city of
Philadelphia and begin talking about appraisal bias, and people say, yes, that's an important issue.
But she says it's a significant factor in the wealth disparity between Black, Hispanic, and white Philadelphians. Low appraisals rob homeowners of value and can make mortgages impossible to get, blocking would-be buyers from getting into the housing market. City Planning Director Jesse Lawrence says it adds up.
The Economy League in Greater Philadelphia has estimated $57 billion of a gap in appreciation of values between comparable properties in majority white neighborhoods versus those that are non-white.
Currently, officials say more than 95% of the city's appraisers are white. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.